is Josh McDaniels speaking with the media yesterday down at Gillette Stadium, where the Patriots were fresh off their Friday night victory over Washington. Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So, Ted Johnson, that was Josh McDaniels talking about his most important player, pupil, whatever you want to call it. And that was his thoughts on the, I guess, fumble slash sliding slash that fine line that Drake May walks at times on the field. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing that is going to be one of the talking points in our TED Talk today.
It's time for a TED Talk.
There's a football player, that Ted Johnson.
Smacked down. He hit a pothole that time in the form of Ted Johnson.
Stories from on and off the field from three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson.
Ted Johnson scrapes right into Jerome Bettis' face and puts him on his back.
This guy is going to be one of the best inside linebackers in football.
On WEEI Afternoons.
So if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you to lead off a little bit there before you get in. I know you got notebooks full of reactions to Friday night. But so there was good and bad from Drake May.
Yeah.
There were what seemed like well-thought-out, proper runs, including a slide on one of them after the first down that Josh McDaniels brought up.
Yep.
And then there was the, oh, crap, rolling left, going to get sacked. So you know what I'm going to try to do? Switch hands and throw the ball away, only it didn't happen.
He did the switch hands thing. He loves to switch the ball from one arm to the hand to the next. And when he's running out of – he did that last year. And as he's running out of bounds, so he takes the ball. They're pursuing from inside out, and so he takes the ball from his inside hand to his outside hand so that they can't strip it before he basically lays the ball out of bounds.
Yep.
It looks good when it works like that, but when you're trying to, make, the perfect play, it kind of blew up in his face. Look, that was, to me, that was obviously a bad decision by just ball security was terrible there. But I had more of an issue with our left tackle than I did Drake May on that play.
Uh-oh, Will Campbell in the crosshairs. So, Ted, do talk.
So let me real quick before we get into the nitty gritty. So the three keys to success, you guys all had your three keys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I won't quiz you on those. I'm assuming you still remember what yours were. Mine, keys for success for the Patriots this year was they need to have a better third down offense.
Yep.
They need to improve their turnover ratio.
Yep.
And they need to, when it comes to the quarterback, you need to have a better touchdown to interception ratio.
Mm.
So let's just look how did they do in this game. The third down offense, 7 of 14, 50%.
Sounds good.
Good,
money, money, money.
That would be, I'll take that all day.
Okay.
50% would be a top five third down offense. So they were good on third down. Their turnover ratio, that one notwithstanding with Drake May, they were plus one. The Commanders turned it over twice. The Patriots did once. So it's a plus one, which is good. Zero touchdowns, passing touchdowns, and zero interceptions. So that's moot. But so that's just something I just wanted to kind of remind people of. Those are my three keys for success. The play that jumps out the most with me, and we've talked about it going in, is we have a rookie left tackle and a rookie left guard. And you ask me, what are teams going to do when they see those two guys lined up?
Feast.
They're going to feast. And what is the down in which they probably will feast the most?
I'm going to guess third.
Man, my man, you are smart.
Yeah,
smart.
Two for two.
So the Patriots, their first third and long situation, third and seven.
Yeah.
Okay, to start the game. They give up a strip sack because the left side of the line, the rookie left tackle and the rookie left guard, could not pass off a T stunt, an X stunt, and they got fooled by it. And so what happens is, it's kind of hard to, if the left tackle passes off the outside guy that's crashing down to the left guard, and the left guard's got to now pick up the new guy and pass the guy that was over him to the left tackle. But the left tackle's got to make sure he doesn't turn his shoulders. His shoulders got to be parallel to the line of scrimmage. They weren't. Will turns in. and then the guy scrapes around and sacks the core. That is something teams are going to do all day against the Patriots. And if it's that left side that's we think is going to be two rookies starting, they're going to have to figure that out.
Is it safe to say that that is Feast 101? I feel like a little TE stunt is not the most exotic of blitzes or games being played. That is sort of the base level one, right?
That is the base level one.
Yeah. So I also, I'm not going to overreact to it. Does that fall under there's no bad plays, there's only good plays and plays you learn from? That's a play you learn from,
I think,
right?
So. Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yep, for sure. We time's a ticking. We only, you know, we can't be learning this, you know, in 3 weeks, all right? So let's learn it now.
I thought you were yelling at me first. I didn't know you're talking to them. Will Campbell.
what you saw with Drake Bay pulling the ball down, I did not mind the touchdown. I think although maybe Dan disagrees with me because he thought I couldn't see guys open. Maybe Dan saw it differently. The touchdown run he had where he scrambled, it was four-man rush, and it was a clearing of the parting of the seas.
Yes.
Go run it in.
And if I remember correctly, there was a four-man rush, and three went to the left of center. That left only one guy on the side of the field that he ended up running to. I'll take my chances with that.
Yep. So we go, why isn't he throwing the ball? It's like, you know what? If there's four rushers, that means there's seven guys in pass coverage.
Yep.
And so it's kind of tough, small windows. So I don't mind him pulling down and running on that play. The run defense concerns me. They're playing a lot of three safeties.
Yeah.
A lot of three safeties. And I just look at these linemen and linebackers and I go, oh boy. I think they're going to have a smart defense. I think it's going to be an active defense. I think the run defense is going to be an issue. Can we get off the field? This defense had issues getting off the field. It was one of the worst rush defenses, I think, in the league last year, and they couldn't get off the field. I just hope that isn't an issue with this defense because right now it almost looks like linebackers are the size of safeties and safeties are kind of the size of linebackers. And so are they going to be able to hold up in there? That's what I worry about against the run.
In a league where, Fitzy, that seems to matter again because – a few years ago, it was like, oh, running backs don't matter. Defenses are getting smaller. We've seen a little bit of a resurgence of the value of a powerful game tone setting running offense, right? Like Baltimore, Philly, those are teams that are looking to run the ball down your throat. So I'm with you, Ted and Fitzy. It seems like that could be an issue for this defense.
Yeah, like look at Green Bay, Josh Jacobs. Like that's, you know, everyone thinks of the hyper-athletic Jordan Love and his arm talent, but same thing in Philadelphia as well. Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs. Isn't this what the NFL does every 5 or 6 years? It goes over, you know, 4 or 5 wide, so then people counter with big rushes. Then they decide once they guard that, then they switch back to a power running game.
Yep.
So we have seen the renaissance of the power running game. I think it's great for the NFL. I'm a little concerned that maybe the undersizing of the defense, Ted, could be a little bit of an issue if the Patriots do face a power rushing attack.
Yeah, it's going to be. So they're going to have to get off the field somehow, some way, or be, you know, the proverbial bend don't break like we were in 2001. You're kind of like, yep, okay, you got us between the 20s, and then when we get to the red zone, we're the best red zone defense, and if you can't score, well, you can't win. So we'll see. You know, just a couple other things on Drake May. You guys saw the throw down the field, the fade to the right side of Matt Collins. He threw it out of bounds.
Yep.
Did you notice what the defense did on that play?
No, but you're going to tell me.
They started at two safeties high, and then after the snap, they rotated a safety down and then single high safety. And so that opened up that opportunity to get the ball to Matt Collins. To me, that's going to be his best throw, is the fade down the right side. He didn't hit Matt Collins on it, but he made the right read. That was the right read is to go to that guy. Drake May is going to have to learn how to read defenses, just not only pre-snap, but post-snap, because they're going to rotate. They're going to show him one coverage before the snap and then rotate into something different. And so he did an excellent job of reading it. It just wasn't the best throw. I think you're going to see an athletic offense in the sense that there's going to be a lot of play action, a lot of misdirection. You saw a lot of toss cracks,
yep,
to the perimeter with Travion Henderson. You saw a lot of just boots, and you're going to see a lot of screens, misdirection because of how athletic the quarterbacks are. You're going to see an athletic offense because you saw the left tackle and left guard. They were pulling them a lot. So they have an athletic offensive lineman, athletic quarterback, and then to go with a running back, and then potentially, you know, some of their receivers. If Efton Chisholm is out there, there's a athletic piece, and I would say just kind of just there's some interesting pieces of this offense that are I think are going to make it kind of more of a I don't want to say explosive, but potentially to be a more explosive offense.
And especially with Josh and what you talked about, and we're going to take a quick TED Talk timeout here, but especially what Josh wants to do with short passing game, running backs involved with the passing game, screen game. We saw hints of the running backs being a central point. Those athletic offensive linemen, they can make a block out in space that can turn a little swing pass or something into a 40-yard play. So that's good for them.
One more thing about Drake May. He only completed three balls.
Yeah.
There were a lot of them were just quick little swing routes. Yeah. They were beautiful swing routes. You go, okay, he averaged like 3 yards per pass. You know what? He threw the ball in a place where the running back was moving forward as he caught it. He didn't have to stop and catch the ball behind on his back hip. He was actually, the momentum was where the ball was going. To me, that's a good sign.
It matters, yeah.
It matters.
Sometimes you think you take that for granted in the NFL, but you see running backs have to spin around, catch it behind them, lose their momentum, and then some guy like Ted Johnson catches them and tackles them.
That gives you enough time to get there.
Absolutely. 617-779-7937. Still reacting to Friday night, the Patriots preseason opener. Ted Johnson, I don't know if you've noticed, he's got a lot of good things, a lot of things he likes coming out of that game. TED Talk will continue next as we react to those Patriots successes in Gillette on Friday night. 617-779-7937.